Hello, and welcome to the Re-Up Podcast, your re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. This week, we're taking a very needed turn from last week, and we're talking about horror movies. And we have our resident expert here, besides this, which is not me, which is our good pal Dawson.
Oh, hello.
But joining us is going to be Deshaun.
Hello.
And Taylor, for his first time on the podcast.
What's good?
Now, Dawson, you are our resident expert on horror movies. The only person other than me that I know that watches Dead Meat on YouTube.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Your two favorites you're telling me. Your two favorites you're telling me were Chucky and Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I love those series. Specifically, well, Chucky is like, just because I watched him all the time during my childhood, he was the person that really got me, the character that really got me to hate to go downstairs in the dark because I was scared he was hiding in the corner. But you know, and Jason, just because I've literally binge watched all, what is there, 13 movies? There's not 13. I think there's like 10.
There's 10 plus the Freddy versus Jason.
Plus the reboot. Yeah. So I binge watched all of them like in like over like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I haven't seen all the Jason movies. And so I decided to watch it. And so I freaking love those movies. But horror movies is pretty fun. Mainly, I watch them with my mom sometimes when she's able to watch them because sometimes they're a little scary.
Now, it's funny. When I was younger, I had this really I had this Chucky doll. But it wasn't like the horror movie Chucky doll that every time I say this, everyone's like, why do you have a Chucky doll when you're like 6 or 7? Nah, it was Chucky from the Rugrats.
Uh-huh.
I had that. Yeah. But every time I would say that, everyone would just think of the defamed fucking adult man looking doll from the horror movies. And by the time...
The good guy too.
Yeah, was it good guy doll? What was this?
Yeah, the good guy doll.
And
I mean, you can purchase those if you want one.
No.
Like a regular version of it.
I don't know.
The non-possessed version.
Yeah, I don't want the one... If I want a good guy doll, I don't want the one with the scars. Like a lot of people, when they take pictures with those, like the internet people, they take pictures, they get the one with the scars on it. I don't want that one. I want the one like from the first movie.
The pristine one.
The fresh long hair, like medium to the neck hair. And he's the, hi, I'm Chucky, you want to play? And I love that one.
Now,
that one's actually, the best Chucky.
One of my childhood friends, he owned one when we were kids, like the scary one.
Oof.
For no reason at all. And that he used to scare the fuck out of me with that shit.
It's funny, but when I was growing up, by that time, because the original movies came out in the 80s, when I was growing up, all I knew was the wisecracking really like foul mouth later on Chucky that had his wife as a doll and shit.
And the lady, you mean Bride of Chucky?
Yeah, and then Seed of Chucky. Right. But
which
then
is kind of cringe, but I mean, like, all the movies are kind of cringe. So
right.
Like, there's not very high standard of cringe. It's weird.
They had a revival of the Chucky series as of recently with, yeah, I think, the Asylum movie that came out in like 2013.
And then Cult of Chucky.
Right.
And then the new 2019 with Mark Hamill. I don't like that one as much.
Really?
Because they kind of, if they were going to make a movie, I was watching the Dead Meat, and I did watch the movie before I watched the Kill Count, right. But I kind of agree with what he said. He said that it's kind of, if you were going to do a reboot, while it was really no need to do a reboot, the only reason why they did do it is because they had the Chucky IP and they knew people were going to go into the seats. But right. They kind of changed the whole origin of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that they really had, like, by the time the movie was out and they completed, like, by the time the origin was already shown and all through, they could have just made a whole new character because, like, literally, it was just a whole new character just with the Chucky name.
Right.
Like, none of the characters mirror the characters from the original.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really more like a reboot. It was kind of, they could have just made whole new characters at that point, and I would have been like, okay, this is not a Chucky movie. And it wouldn't have resembled a Chucky movie at all. They could have just been like, because it was really more, because the original movie was about a killer doll. This one's about killer software, Siri, basically.
Right.
No. Like, this is basically just Siri going around killing people.
Now, well, to me, at least it was. For listeners, Alexa. Oh no, what are you doing? Don't turn on Alexa.
But please murder my neighbor.
Exactly. That's how it was. It was Alexa, and that's why I really don't like because it was a good movie for what it was. But if I want to see Chucky, I want to go back to Charles Lee Ray going around inside of a doll's body using voodoo. I like what they did with Code of Chucky, and I don't know if they're going to continue with that story, but I kind of liked where Code of Chucky ended with Tiffany in the car and with Chucky possessing the body of the paralyzed woman and going inside the car, and there's like a myriad of Chuckies just out there. Mm-hmm. Like that's really interesting to me, and they kind of just pulled the cord.
Now, before I move on, I just want to explain two things. One, we're probably referencing Dead Meat a lot on this episode. And what Dead Meat is, it's a YouTube channel that hosts the Kill Count. And this, bear with us here. It's get really weird. All they do is they're going to go through all the horror movies and we're, as it says, count the kills. And it's something that at least me and Dawson like to watch. And it's probably one of the weirdest things I've found on YouTube. Trust but me. It's so good.
Well, trust me, we're not great job.
Right,
we definitely don't enjoy.
But it does a good history on the horror genre and all the movies. It takes its time, it's thorough, and it's just good media.
Who doesn't enjoy watching the kills? Watching good kills?
Right. And then
that's one of my dreams.
Oh my goodness.
To be killed in a horror movie.
What? Pause. What?
Dawson. Yeah, that's a really good, like, just to be like a background, like a side character in a horror movie and be like gruesomely killed. That would be freaking cool.
Yeah, so you get to be like, you get to be to your family. Yo, that's me. That's me.
That's me with my intestines out on the pavement.
See, that's my blood. That's my blood splattered over the main actress's face. That's my blood.
All right, so if you get killed by like any horror movie monster in that movie, like as a side like character, what monster do you want to kill you?
What monster?
I want one with like a really creative kill. So
yeah.
So like it'll have to be either Alien, Predator, or Freddy Krueger.
So
yeah.
You either get a chest burster with the alien
I don't want a chest burster.
No, he wants a full grown alien.
I want a full grown alien.
Oh, no. No,
grabbing my face.
Nah, he's
spitting acid on it or dripping acid as it chews my face off.
That's what you want. But you could also get you're walking down the hallway and the tail comes up from the ceiling and scoops you up and you die off screen.
Possibly.
You could get that.
If I was a background actor, I'd be fine with that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind
off screen.
So the classic Candyman hook to the chest or the mouth type of thing.
Candyman disturbs me a little bit too
much. Or the bees.
The bees.
The bees. The bees. That's a unique kill.
I think they're rebooting Candyman, so I'm excited.
I was super excited before, you know.
Because the history behind that movie and the research that was done to make that movie was really good.
Hmm.
They really looked up what is it like to live in the projects? It wasn't like, you know, some white person being like, oh, well, I'm just going to assume this is what the hood is like and then direct this movie. Like, they actually put in some research and there's like a little documentary about it on YouTube, man.
Hmm. Talk about the original?
I think it's one of, the original Candyman.
Hmm.
And, I really enjoy how, I would say it's, one of my favorite black horror movies.
Right,
actually, I would say it is my favorite black horror movie.
Every time you go to black family to ask them about a horror movie that scared them, it usually could be Candyman.
Yeah, because there's not really any that many black horror movies.
Right.
Yeah, because, I'm going to be real. If you're like a black artist in the black community and you write up something fucking horrific, the rest of your black colleagues going to look at you and be like, nigga, what?
Something's wrong.
I mean, have you seen Stephen King? Stephen King's a fucking weirdo, dude.
Yeah.
All of the great horror movie people are fucking weirdos. So if you write up some horrific shit, some goddamn like, yeah, and the creature drags the woman and down the hallway in the pitch blackness, and you just see body parts flying out the darkness. Like, your contemporary black colleague's going to look at you and be like,
what is this?
I ain't hanging around him.
What did you decide to write? But back on the topic of which horror movie villain, not horror movie, but which horror movie Definitely. Person would you want to kill you? Mm-hmm. Who would y'all think? Like, because I not that I've had time to think, like, based on the conversation that we just had, I think I'm choosing Freddy because with all the Freddy kills, they're mostly all on screen.
Well, yeah, but also Freddy's probably gonna be the worst for you because he's gonna take one of your fears. That's like the worst. Like,
okay, no, it's like, there's two different questions to it because you have the hypothetical of, like, if you're an actor on screen, so, like, you know, you're gonna go see the movie.
Okay, right.
Actually, and then there's the question of if you actually had to exist in one of these realities and be killed by one of them.
Right.
I'm choosing the quickest death. I'm choosing a kaiju or something.
Right, like, yeah, the predator is not gonna be the predator is gonna be a long death. It's gonna be a long out, drawn out, hunted. He's tenderizing you up before he tries to kill you type of death. Like, he ain't gonna kill you quick.
No, he killed you pretty quick. It's just he hunts you down.
He enjoys the hunt, which right.
Psychological. He's not gonna kill. Once you get injured, he's like, well, the hunt is pretty much over if you can't run anymore. So he's gonna end you, but. If you can survive that long, you can survive. I mean, Arnie did it, you know? With the mud.
The ultimate test is when the Predator drops his weapons and it's just like, we about to fight now. you're not about to square up with a Yautja.
I'll square up with him.
Which is what I was low-key thinking. I would get Scream to kill me.
What with a kitchen knife?
I would put up a fight for that, mm-hmm. and just to see how it would end.
Man, Scream does like very slow kills, like because he's just a guy.
Yeah, he's just a weirdo.
He's just a guy in a mask.
Talk about Michael Myers when he's been stabbing you. He's not even looking at you. He's looking at the knife. He's looking straight up, and he's stabbing down.
Yeah, but at least he has like superpowers with quotation marks where he can at least kill you quick. But with Scream, it's just some guy like with normal human strength.
I mean, you want to talk about some guy
less than average. I think it was like a teacher or something. I can't remember.
But I mean, you talk about some guy, Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. Just pulling off the street. It's just some guy. Just losing his mind.
I don't want to be killed by just some guy. Like,
yeah, I want to be killed by like an act of God. Like, that's why I said
a smite.
Yes, a kaiju is the perfect one for me. I just want to get stomped on by Godzilla. Just
in the background somewhere. Exactly. If I'm going to be in a horror movie and I'm going to get killed, I want it to be the bloodiest thing ever. That's why I'm choosing Freddy, because Freddy is always has a funny joke. Always there's a pun at the end of when he kills you. He's going to be like,
"Are you going to die, with a smile on your face, like, ha, that's funny," as you fade in your eyes.
Yeah, and guess what? We're going to have a pretty good grand old time as he shoves balloons down my throat or something. I don't know.
I guess it's just me. I just want to try to be that black guy that actually survives in a scary movie.
He wants to be LL Cool J in Deep Blue Sea. He wants to survive. Yes. He wants to survive.
Man.
But then again, in Scream, there was so many like clueless people. Like, I could be one of those people who were clueless and just get killed right off bat.
Just chilling at a house party and he just died.
That's the thing is that
like some guy in a mask.
I would love to go that way. Like,
I'd like to tell my.
What's your favorite horror movie?
I like to tell myself that the reason why, you know. Outside of systemic racism, that the reason why excluding the real reason why that the reason why there's not many black people in horror movies is because black people just sense the inherent danger and just leave.
Danger,
like, because like
hell no,
you can't tell. Like, I've been hanging out with my friends some of my white friends, and they're like, "Yo, you see that abandoned house? You want to go in?" And I'm just like, "No, y'all do that on y'all own."
That's what it is. Like, it's the main. They go into like convoluted. Like, who's real? Like, I don't go to camp. I don't go to be a camp counselor. I've never signed up to be a camp counselor.
It's funny.
That's been known to have serial killers at it, where people die. I don't do that. I don't live in
smoke weed in the middle of this random lake.
No way.
Exactly.
It's like a friend of mine invited me up camping, I think this summer, and I was like, you know what? You can have fun with that. My first mind isn't I want to go out in the middle of the woods for a few days by myself where no one can find. Right.
Source to any phones or anything.
Not even the no technology. It's just that I just don't want to be out in nature like that because there's so many things, and then access to help is so small. I'm not trying to put myself in that risk.
It's the 1,000 years of Africa, dude. The 1,000 years of Africa that teach you. No, you don't. And whenever you see something magical, because like African voodoo magic is scary.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I ain't fucking with no Haitian shit.
I completely understand now. This is why. Because when we're in Africa and we saw some voodoo shit, we ran the other way. But in America, when they saw some Salem witch trials, they said, we can take this on, and burnt people to death. And so...
Yo.
So they were like, yeah, we can take on any danger while we deal with magic with... Let's not
mess with it at all. Like, you know, like in Poltergeist, when they dug up the Native American skull, I would have put that bad boy back. I would have put it back.
Right? I'm going to put you back where you belong. Shh, don't.
And pray to God.
Nah, they said, we found some Indian remains on your house. Put the house up for sale. Kids, pack up. Let's get out.
Let's go.
Now, there was this movie, I think it was with Ethan Hawke, about that, like this like demon that would follow people, and like had the kids that would kill the rest of the family.
It Follows. Oh wait, no.
No, that's a different movie, but it was
It Follows is a STD demon.
Yes. But don't say it like that. What was that?
Well, I mean, that's what it is.
No, I know. Fucking Dawson.
They get fucked to death. Fucked to death. That would probably be a cool death.
Yeah, basically, it's like, okay, for context for those who are listening, It Follows is a horror movie where there's this curse where you get it from having sex with the person who has the curse already. And so they basically pass the curse on to you. So it's like an STD. And what happens is that this thing appears, and it can shapeshift, and it just randomly appears, and it's coming to kill you.
And it's so it follows at a slow pace.
Yeah.
At a walking speed.
Yeah. So, like, in order to pass it on, you have to have sex with another person to pass it on to the next person. But the thing is that also, if you die, say the person that you gave it to dies, then it goes back to you.
Mm.
But you can only see it when you get the thing, and then when it catches you, it fucks you to death.
Now,
that sounds.
Don't put it like
that. It literally does that. Like, that's literally what it does. It fucks you to death. It grabs you and it fucks you to death.
It's a good STD warning video for, you know, if you want to ever teach your kids sexual education, you should be like, this is what happens when you catch an STD.
This is what happens when you have sex with random people.
In terms of like now, as I'm older, that things are quote unquote scary, it has to do with proximity. Because I'll go to a horror movie and I'll see it, and then as I'm watching it or I'm watching a YouTuber play a horror game, I'm not scared because I'm not in proximity. I know I'm not going to get hurt. I'm watching these people do these stupid shit and they're going to die because I see all these, I know how this plays out. But if I'm sitting down playing like a horror game, I get so much more nervous and scared because I don't want to move forward because I feel like I'm going to get got.
Bro, the scariest shit is when the monster, the it or whatever is chasing you, is just standing there. You know, like the scene from SpongeBob.
Exactly.
Standing there.
It's not even like scared. It's just standing there like the dim light.
Because it knows what's up. It knows it can take you, but you don't know if you can take it.
This is why it's so scary. It's like, this is exactly how I think of it. It's like when you watch the Animal Planet. What? Right? And you're the and you see like the gazelle. And the gazelle catches eyes with the cheetah. And the cheetah's just standing there for that quick second as they lock eyes. And the gazelle is just waiting to see what's gonna happen. And the gazelle bolts. And then the cheetah just starts bolting too. Like, I think it's like the same like that. Like, once it's just standing there, you kind of have like that instinct of like, shoot, if this thing bolts, I gotta go. Because that's the scariest part, when it just like when it's just standing there. And then, have y'all seen the Key and Peele skit when it was like the mop man inside of like the room?
I think I did see that one. Yeah,
and he's sitting there like a mop, and he gets up like when the thing starts chasing like that.
Yeah,
that's when it's time to go. That's why it's so scary. It's just suspenseful because you're like, you don't know what it's doing.
As a kid,
you know that skit. That's evidence. That's evidence that all Jordan Peele horror movies are jokes. That's evidence.
No.
That's leading evidence.
No.
It's not.
Over here, John Shaw's. But we'll get to Jordan.
I'm telling you, Us is a comedy.
Look, it was funny. It was really, really funny. But I don't think
it's a thriller. It's not.
It's a thriller, not a comedy. That's a good. That's not a horror movie.
It's a thriller.
So what is the difference between a thriller and horror?
One's a 13-minute music video by Michael Jackson. Now I'm just playing.
Shut up. All right. Anyway, thriller. The difference between a thriller and a horror movie. A horror movie is there to give you a sense of fear. I guess they both give you a sense of fear, but like one is like a sense of
dread.
It's hard to explain. I gotta look it up. Let me look it up.
Okay, but in that time, I just want to have a question. For you guys, was there a lot more like things that scared you as a child that were not meant to be scary?
Like, yeah, I can tell you one thing that scares me as a child and still scares me now.
What?
The darkness.
Okay, yeah, there would still be some time where I'm done with the kitchen and I flick off that switch downstairs and I'm bolting up the stairs.
Exactly. I'm not the only one.
Nah,
when I turn off the lights, it is unnervingly dark.
And you don't want like, you don't want to turn around either. You just keep on moving forward.
Yeah, the darkness is scary. But you know what really scared me?
What?
On the Proud Family movie when the peanut. Okay, no. Let me set
the scene. The Proud movie.
Wait, hold up. Let me set the scene.
All right.
You are a kid, and it's like in your sleep, and you wake up in the middle of the night, and your TV's on, and you look at your TV, you're like, oh shoot.
It's Adult Swim.
At least, and you're like, oh shoot, Proud Family's on. At least it's something I can watch. And then, out of nowhere, George Washington Carver Jr. takes off his mask. And it's some black creature.
Oh my god!
and you just woke up. Excuse me. You know what I'm talking about? Please, a black bird creature.
Please give our audience context.
All right.
We don't need you.
I have to finish setting the scene. And you at your sweaty waking up in the middle of the night, and you have school the next day, are like, what the heck is that? So you quickly turn off the TV, and you have nightmares about that thing. Well, okay. I probably shouldn't be scared of I probably shouldn't have been scared of the peanut, the George Washington Carver Jr. peanut from Proud Family movie. But I was terrified of that man.
Okay,
But let me explain the context of the movie for people that haven't seen it.
No, don't.
So the Proud Family movie is a movie that came after the Proud Family show, obviously, and it's about the Proud family going to Hawaii or whatever, or George Washington Carver Island, something, because Oscar Proud has a job there or something. And George Washington Carver Jr. makes a clone, and then his clone escapes. And the clone is a burnt peanut, and it's black because it's burnt. And so the clone of himself makes a mask of George Washington Carver, and George Washington Carver Jr. shits off somewhere on the island. and the black clone, the black clone, they're black characters. I mean, you know what I mean. The black creature he's doing an evil plan to try to get Oscar Proud's magic formula or whatever.
so we can build an army of peanuts. It's a weird movie.
It is a weird movie.
Yeah.
Now
that shit just scared the hell out of me because I woke up in the middle of the night and that shit was on TV.
No, okay. For me, the two movies that scared the shit out of me when I was little, let me tell you the first one. And I'm going to blame my mom for this one because it was me and her. She went to go take me see Coraline. Y'all remember that movie?
Yeah.
And that movie was already eerie with the animation style and the other mother type shit and the sewing buttons in your eyes.
Yes.
It only got worse when we got home. I'm looking at it right now because I'm in the same bedroom. My bedroom leads into our attic. And I shit you not, it has the same square-like door that goes into it. And she joked about it before I went to sleep, and I could not sleep for like a good 2 weeks. So I would just look at that thing till I fell asleep. That thing was that scared the shit out of me, thinking someone's gonna come through out of that doorway. And then one of the other movies that scared the crap out of me was probably maybe since I was like very little until maybe I was maybe 13. Was do you all remember the one scene in The Wiz on the subway with the puppets?
You
know what I'm talking about? When they're bouncing up and down,
yeah,
and then they're chasing them through that scared me so much that I had to leave the room, the living room where my family was watching, because I did not like that scene. I was
The Wiz is kind of a creepy movie, dude.
But nothing else in The Wiz was scared me. No, Richard Pryor's big old metal head, nothing. The
Jim Crow scared me.
No, yeah. I mean they didn't scare me. It was just the puppets and that dude, and it was just. That one scene, and it wasn't even the garbage cans at the later end or the subway columns. It was just the puppets and the way they balanced and they were chasing them and they were locked behind that cage. That shit terrified me. But it's the things that you look back at now, like this shit is not even scary. Like it's the type of shit like you can see the boom mic type shit. Like it's not even that scary.
the big scary for me is like now. You know, since I'm a big boy now, so, you know, I can be scared of big boy things and comprehending things is existential horror is now the thing that catches me now that keeps me up at night. When it's something like a character finds out that, like, God is dead or some shit, or, like, there's no hope for the universe and that, like, whatever you do, you're just fucked regardless of the situation.
Exactly, like,
turns out that God is a malevolent entity that just doesn't care. Like, that's some real fuck shit. Like,
turns out I was Satan all along, Akira.
Turns out your whole life was a lie. And that goes into like in Men in Black, like at the end of the movie where he's like, the universe is bigger than you think, and he opens a locker and it's like some little people.
Oh,
like,
hell, Agent K.
Like, it's so scary because it's like, this is it. That's probably, like, when you think about it, this is it. Once you die, that's it.
I think of a movie like that, like that type of existential horror.
I mean, I've been reading a lot of Lovecraft where it's just like, yeah, humans aren't shit in the galaxy. Like,
humans aren't.
There are things out there that are bigger than us, badder than us, and that don't care about us. Like, we're just the fucking ant in the way.
Which is like that one. One Lovecraftian, I forgot. It's like we're like a dream of like this one monster, and once we wake up, we will all cease to exist.
Oh yeah, Azathoth, which is the creator god. Yes, it's where Raven gets the Azathoth, Metreon, Synthos thing.
Oh, I was gonna say that. What Principle is based off of in Adventure Time?
Kind of, but no. Azathoth is like an idiot god, as it's called in Lovecraft, where it is basically this writhing mass of flesh and unknowable things because you can't comprehend it because it exists in a dimension higher than ours, so you as a three-dimensional being can't comprehend it, and it's just sitting there, and it's asleep, and its dreams is what creates our reality. So if it ever wakes up,
oh my god,
we just all cease to exist.
Oh, great wonder, what is the meaning of life? 42. What? That is a
Hitchhiker's Guide. I found the difference between thriller and horror.
What is
it? I'm gonna read it. So horror, seemingly inevitable and predictable doom, where the climax of the movie is either getting away or stopping evil. In thriller, the tension filled story that is not predictable, where the climax is usually the revealing of the real evil. So that's why Jordan Peele's Us is a thriller, because we don't know what it is. We don't know what the real evil is. We don't realize at the end that the real evil is us, is humans. Yeah. But in Get Out, we know that the people are evil. We're trying to get away. We know that the white people are evil.
No, like when the trailer came out, it was like he was going to visit his white girlfriend's parents. Like, that's already like something's gonna happen. Like that, like everyone's like, okay, something's gonna happen off of that. Because, I mean, that's
the real horror movie in modern black society.
So as a white girlfriend. Friday the 13th horror movie, Quiet Place thriller, based on that definition.
Yes.
And, I think they're both just I think they're both satirical takes on those genres. I think Jordan Peele is a real big brain. I'm giving him more credit than he deserves. I think he's like a big brain who's like, I want to parody these genres by making these movies.
The fact that you quote him as a big brain, more than you just call him intellectual. Shit.
Yes, he's an intellectual.
That's such a 2020, like, our generation colloquialism. Fucking big brain.
He's such a big brain. he's so much of a big brain that he made not one but two amazing movies. And those were his first two movies. Like, these are his first two movies. And they are amazing.
Scared the fuck out of black people. I remember like going to school after the first movie that he made came out.
Get out.
I remember like people at my school being like, Deshaun, aren't you scared that like you gonna get stolen by some white people for your body? I'm just like, well, I feel bad for the white person taking my body. I'm out of shape.
No, but on a real note, after I saw the movie, me personally, I was psyched out about that. That shit was creepy. But when I later went home to my mom and she was like, how was the movie? I was like, it was great. She said that that's actually based on something true that happened, like, when she was growing up. Like, black people were actually being taken and used for all of that they used on the movie. Like, she told me a story about one guy who escaped all of that. And when they tried to bring the police, all of it was gone. It disappeared.
Yeah, organ harvesting. It's big scary. The Epstein type shit, but it's not sexual. It's like, I want your kidney, so give it to me.
it's very existential, though. The movie wasn't supposed to end with T.S. motherfucking A. He wasn't supposed to come. It was supposed to be the police. He was going to get arrested.
Yeah, I did see that. That one sucked so much. Like, I'm glad that wasn't the ending. I'm glad they made it, because that would have sucked so much.
I would have been like, oh my gosh, what's the point?
We all know the ending.
Brother can't catch a break.
He got out to Wakanda, dude. That's
what happened. He went to Wakanda.
I don't know what y'all talking about. But that's my ending, that he escaped and got to Wakanda.
And actually,
I wanted the tattoos.
Now, before we jump into Friday the 13th, I just want to remind our listeners that you can find us at reup-podcast.com or on SoundCloud. Just look up the Reup Podcast and look for our brand new logo, which is all nice and sparkly and neon as a new revamped logo. But as we're continuing, Dawson, we're going to move on to your next area of expertise, the Friday the 13th movies and how they progressively get shittier and shittier.
Oh yeah, they progressively get shittier and asser. That's with movies in general, but specifically with Friday the 13th.
I think it kind of 1 to 8, and then after everything after that is just bad. Or is it 1 through 5?
It's like 1 through 6, and then the rest are like really shitty.
For me,
because one is, if you actually know, it really doesn't get good until part 4 to me. Part 4 and 6 are like the only two really good ones that are actually like pretty entertaining to watch. But at least 1 had some good camp counselor characters, and 2 had some too. But 1, Jason wasn't the killer. It was his mom. 2, he didn't have the iconic mask. 3, they tried to do a 3D thing, which was really shitty.
Okay.
So, and then 4, that's when they introduced the best motherfucking character in Friday the 13th lore, Tommy Jervis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Jervis is that nigga. Because he ended Jason not once, but twice. Yep. And no one's done that before, okay, so, but him.
He's basically whatchamacallit, Ash from Evil Dead.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Evil Dead is probably one of my favorite. It's not a horror movie. Well, I mean, the first one is.
Well, it is a horror movie.
Number one is a horror movie. Number two and three are comedies. I love them.
He's the only nigga to evade Jason not once, but twice.
Now, the list is Friday the 13th, Part 2, Part 3, Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter, Friday the 13th, New Beginning.
When Jason was not the killer in that one.
Right, he wasn't the killer.
It was some other nigga.
Right.
Pretending to be Jason.
Friday the 13th, Jason Lives, which I think...
Yes, this is Zombie Jason.
That's a zombie Jason. Then Friday the 13th, The New Blood.
New Blood, then, which was... shitty.
My favorite in the Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan.
That one's really ass. Like
it's really ass, but like it's on that, for me, it's on that level of ass.
He gets splashed by water and turns into a kid.
Look, it's on the level of ass why I like it. Like episode 3 of Star Wars. It's so bad, I love it. Then you
because it has the coolest kill.
Well, yeah. But then you have Jason Goes to Hell. And then Jason
that one, I like that one.
Then Jason
okay,
X.
Jason X.
No,
Jason
no.
X has, Jason X was. It has like a few good scenes.
Jason Goes to Hell was so bad. He had Pym just possessing people's bodies, and it wasn't. It was the spirit of Jason you had to kill. It wasn't Jason himself.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. Let me rephrase that. I didn't like the movie. I liked the main character, like the guy with the glasses and the jacket. He was freaking cool.
Yeah. I was gonna say with Jason X, like. My favorite scene out of that movie is when the girls are in the fucking sleeping bags.
Right, that was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping bag and just says, "Wop, wop." I'm just like,
she's like, "Let's go have premarital sex," and they take off their shirts for no reason because they're just simulations. Like that's so fun. Like, and they're just trying to goat Jason to kill him. That was really interesting, but the rest was kind of bleh because it's like.
Cyber Jason, bro, that was so dumb.
That was so ass.
Oh, I forgot about
that. But he had one of the coolest kills where he freaking dumped her in the freaking antifreeze. And she freaking
she smashes.
And that was freaking cool. But let's go back to Jason. Let me just talk about Friday the 13th and why it started getting not why, but like when it started getting bad.
It seems like it started getting bad when once Jason became a zombie. The first 5 are like classics,
actually, no, because the only reason why one was a classic is because, well, no, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say the only reason why one is a classic, but I think that one, like, because it's like a new horror movie. This is when horror movies were going around, and it was like the mystery around it. Well, we thought we were gonna see Jason killing people, and it was his mom, and they're lucky that they had enough money to make a sequel, because once they made a sequel, they're really trying to figure out themselves. They put a bag over Jason's head.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still like, well, it's all right. And then 3 came out, and they were trying to go in the 3D fab, and 3 wasn't that good either. They were good slasher movies for what they were at the time. And then when 4 came out, that's when people think of Friday the 13th. I'm pretty sure you're thinking of Jason from Part 4, and you're thinking of Jason from Part 6, because those are the coolest Jasons. Those are the coolest ones. Those are the ones that you think of. Those are the movies where
hockey mask.
Exactly, the hockey mask wielding. Because even though Jason from Part 3 had a hockey mask, he kind of looked stupid when he was running around. If you look, like, he kind of looked really stupid running around. And they tried to do like a lot of 3D stuff, and it was whoa in your face, whoa!
Oh yeah, that was an in 3D movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, Jason 3D. It was dumb. They stopped trying to do 3D shit. And he looked cool, and then Tommy killed him, and then he really looked cool in Part 6. And then, but that by that time, it started, by on parts of 5, I want to say.
Jason
on Part 5.
Or no,
yeah,
that's
Jason,
6.
That's a new beginning.
Yeah, that's the one without Jason, right?
Well, not Jason. That one is really ass, because it's like, it's shot, because they have a lot of like, they have like this one scene where it's basically just a porno. because it just her like sitting there rubbing her tits naked. Like, I'm here to see a Jason movie. I'm here to see some bitches get killed.
Frankly, get your female body off the screen.
And then after that, and then on part seven, with the freaking, that was the new blood with the psychic lady. They kind of just added her.
Oh yeah,
and that was really stupid. And Jason was like a second thought, like in his own movie, and it was kind of shitty. And then Jason Takes Manhattan was next, right? And one was really ass.
Look, it has one of my favorite kills in it.
Look, because most of the movie takes place on a boat. It doesn't take place in the city,
right?
Like, you get like 20 minutes of him in the city.
You get that one shot of him on Times Square, and that's your movie. That's how you sell it.
Yeah, there's your movie right there. Yep. But it had one of the coolest kills when I forgot his name, the black guy. He freaking walks up to Jason, is like, I'm finna box this nigga. And he boxes him for like a good minute. He just and his knuckles are bleeding. He's like, come on, Jason, hit me. And he uppercuts his head off. I'm like, well, he didn't die like a bitch. Like, usually, like, people die running and shit. He didn't die like no bitch.
He cocks it off, and then to add insult to injury, it just skadooshes in a trash can. Trash can closes. I'm like, oh my God, this best.
And then after Jason Takes Manhattan, Jason Goes to Hell, and then with the cannibal, he eats freaking Jason's corpse.
Oh yeah,
and then Jason Larva or whatever. That was kind of stupid.
That was
but they did have Evil Dead with the Necronomicon, and they also had a Freddy thing.
Yeah, at the end where the claw comes in and drags him to hell,
and then Jason X was ass.
Though Jason X did remind me of, you guys remember that early 2000s movie for Doom with The Rock?
Yeah.
And they made made him the villain at the end. And it was just, again, early CGI Rock. Couldn't catch a break. But you look back on it, it's like, man, this shit's funny. And it was nothing like the game.
At least Friday the 13th has a better history than Halloween.
Yeah,
dude, Halloween 2 isn't even.
Oh, hold on.
Like, the second Halloween doesn't even have Michael Myers. I mean, I guess they were like this with the first Halloween. Then I don't think they expected.
Yeah, Michael Myers to be such a series.
Yeah, I don't think they expected people to love Michael Myers so much as they did. But when the second movie came out, I can't wait to see another Michael Myers movie, and that nigga didn't show up.
All right, so here's the thing. Here's how this all plays, right? So you start with the first 1978 movie of Halloween, right? Then you go to Halloween 2. Then that
doesn't even have Michael Myers in
it. That doesn't have Michael Myers in it. Then you go, then that one goes to two places. That breaks off into two timelines. That one goes
timelines.
That goes into Halloween 4. Or you can get to Halloween H2O. And then that H2O goes into Halloween Resurrection. Now, Halloween 4 goes into 5 and 6. And then there's also two Rob Zombie reboots. There's Halloween 3, which is Spirit of the Witch, which is completely – doesn't have Jason in it. It's talking about the mask and shit. But then you also
Michael Myers.
Right, sorry, Michael Myers. I did say Jason, shit. But then you can go back to the first movie, 1978, has another timeline, which its spinoff is the Dune 2008 movie, which that movie just says, fucks every other movie, we're doing a straight shot from the original from fucking 40 years ago. It's three different timelines in that franchise.
Dude. Franchise and the reboot. You forgot about the reboot.
And the reboot, right.
They're talking about rebooting it again, allegedly.
They shouldn't. They should let it die.
Can't die. Michael Myers, I don't know why, he just can't die. I think one movie, he was a
resurrecting his corpse. I'm going to keep saying this. They keep resurrecting our beloved people's corpses of just different people, of different franchises, resurrect the corpse of everybody.
Because we like money.
And I'm tired of Hollywood. Make something new.
Though I wouldn't mind
Hollywood is dying.
Though I wouldn't mind
the Corona is killing Hollywood.
A killer clowns from outer space, people. That'd be fucking funny. Because you got good visual effects now. So
hot take.
They have good visual effects back then.
Hot take. I don't really care for the It reboots. Like they were all right.
The first one was all right.
I liked them.
I didn't like the second one.
I liked them. I liked the first one better than the original.
I mean, because the original was a made for TV miniseries.
Look,
I'm not saying the original is better, but like I just didn't.
I like
because like I don't know it. I'm glad they capture like that Pennywise is an otherworldly entity pretending to be human.
Hey, but I mean, like they left out.
He's
like,
been there for thousands of years, so like I think he would be pretty good at it, but.
They left out like the cosmic turtle shit.
Yeah, the cosmic turtle.
They should have brought that in. That would have been
good. I mean, because that's what ties it into the rest of the shit.
And
in,
the
like,
killing
the
him
Stephen
with silver.
King universe.
I mean, you're going to leave out the orgy for, I mean, actual reasons.
Oh, yeah. The kid orgy that happens in
that,
the
that, Look, the first time I saw the It trailer, I was thinking, like, are they going to add that?
Are they gonna do that?
Are they gonna
have the kids fucking in the sewers? Is that legal?
Right. Is that are we gonna see that shit?
Yeah, because I read that. I was like horrified. I was like, Stephen King, what the fuck? What am I reading?
Stephen King.
I don't know why he's not on a watch list for writing that.
And not even that. You guys have read Pet Cemetery?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh my god.
That's even worse.
That's so
what
much
happened
worse.
In Pet Cemetery.
The plot of Pet Cemetery is basically this. So this guy moves into this new place with his family and his young son, and his neighbor is like,
I know it's synopsis. I'm saying what happens, like that's terrible. Like where you're like, oh my gosh.
It's you fucking resurrecting your dead children and then your wife and all that shit, and it's just completely horrible.
Well, I don't think that's worse than kid sex.
Just
I thought he was like, oh my god, like y'all guys, huh?
Stephen King is a fucked up. It's just look. Let's leave it at that. But before we thought
they were gonna. Oh wait, can I say this last one
sure.
last thing?
Yeah. I thought
they were gonna put it in the movie now. Like when instead of making the kids do it, I thought they're gonna make like their adult versions do it.
Yeah,
that would have been interesting.
That would have been interesting.
I would have paid $30 bucks to see it.
$30.
I'm joking. It's a joke.
And but I did like the cast. The casting for the two movies were really good. The actors did a good job. But before we wrap things up, we need our ending debate. And it's funny because Deshaun kind of took mine, talking about how would you die in a horror movie. Because that was actually what I was going to plan for the end of the episode. But now I got to think of a new one. Thank you, Deshaun.
I think I have one.
What do you have? What is it, Dawson? What you got?
All right. So, which horror movie universe would you want to live in?
The universe? So,
yeah, the universe.
You won't exactly necessarily be killed by it, but you know.
You just live in that universe.
That the idea that it exists out there. Aliens? Because, you know, especially in the future, because they've colonized so many different planets that, like, the chance of you running into a xenomorph is actually kind of low.
What about, like, Final Destination, where it's kind of just like...
No.
I mean...
You're just living on Earth at that point.
I mean, yeah, it's so close to Earth.
The risk of a mass, like, a mass death.
So...
If you survive a mass death, you're going to die, like, two weeks later or something.
Like, an added checkmark to 2020. I mean...
Bro, like, I just rather not go through like the horrible shit that death does in Final Destination. Cause like, say exactly. you accidentally don't die when you're supposed to die.
Like, how am I supposed to?
My gosh.
And I'm gonna die a horrific death.
Now death is coming for you actively. Like, you just can't avoid it, and it's gonna
like,
be
you
something.
Just know death is coming for you.
It's not even
you
know, like something nice. Like you like know, like dying you die in your sleep. Like, no, it's like you get hit by a truck or some shit. Or a meat hook comes flying out of nowhere. And
in front of your family, you're at dinner, and there's some convoluted Tom and Jerry trap going on behind you.
The sprinklers go off, which, like, slicks up someone's tires. It goes running down the driveway.
If I'm going to live in a universe... a horror movie universe. I'm gonna live in one where I have the possibility of getting superpowers. So I'm gonna live in Beetlejuice because at least when you die,
what?
Does Beetlejuice count?
I mean, Beetlejuice is scary in its own right, but I don't count that as a horror movie, right?
Is Beetlejuice? Well, the real question is Beetlejuice in the same like Tim Burton universe? So like, does that also count like a Corpse Bride?
So exactly. So what you're saying is, Oh, that means like every holiday gets its own little
exactly tree. Like technically like if because so, that was in the Burton universe, like
that's not fair. I mean, though, because like, then you're gonna say I want to be in the Tim Burton verse. That's
not, but no, I gave a specific movie that is fair. I want to live in the Beetlejuice universe.
I don't want that for my afterlife, though.
Even if I get to freaking, I die. Like even if I don't live in the rest of the Tim Burton universe, living in like in the afterlife, it seems pretty cool. Like just say you die. I want to show up in some freaking I just say I die mangled. I want to go to the afterlife and I freaking have like.
Yeah. Okay. First of all,
I don't know.
I don't want to die and end up in the internal DMV. Waiting for my number. That sounds like hell.
That sounds like pretty a chill life. You get to
meet people. That's what purgatory is.
You want to sit
the first level of hell is
the DMV. Is your DMV registered?
But it's not really. But you can wait there, or you can just haunt the place that you used to live at.
But you can't leave because the fucking sand worm shit outside was a snake. I don't remember. That's,
yeah, I'm saying you just can just haunt the place that you used to live at. That seems pretty cool. You get to.
I mean, the musical was pretty slapping.
This whole like a freaking sorority moves in. You get to look at them. I don't know.
That's okay. All right.
Can I say I specifically live in the Beetlejuice musical?
Oh,
I mean, okay, that's an offshoot. Because I'm gonna say with Dawson, for all he knows, his haunting could be torn down and built an old folks home. You want to see old people all day long for us to return?
Yes, I get to. I get to
make more friends by making them have heart attacks.
Exactly.
Fucking old man with no legs. Fucking it's titanium forest. Fucking you haunt you haunt Lieutenant Dan for the rest of your life.
Look, this is all you have to do. You get your stuff torn down, and then you just go super. Like, just say you get your house torn down, and they build an old folks home movie.
Uh huh.
Then you just super haunt the place, and they're gonna abandon it, and then you just chilling until somebody else buys that property. Once somebody else buys the property, you just hope for the best. Hope that somebody's hot mom moves in.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I want to live in the X-Files universe.
That would be cool,
actually. Or what I said in the Twin Peaks universe.
Twin Peaks is where I draw the line.
Buffy's really? Vampire Slayer.
That's a little too meta. A little too meta for my taste.
I'm trying to think. A good horror.
Can I live in the Junji Ito universe?
The Junji Ito?
Junji Ito.
Oh, my goodness.
Universe. Where it's just random existential horrors pop up that nothing you can do to stop it just pops up. Like a hole in the wall that draws you or your spirals.
Goodness.
People looking into your window at night.
Tanner, what do you think?
Old ladies.
I think I'm torn between three. It's either Insidious, Annabelle, or Bird Box.
No. I don't want to. Okay.
Bird Box is the shittiest one.
Like you said earlier, like Insidious, I'm getting the fuck out of the house.
Yeah, that just knows that demons exist. There's really nothing that you can do.
Annabelle, I'm punting that doll out of my house.
In those universes, it's just our universe, but demons exist.
And then Bird Box, can I get a...
Like all three of those are just our universe, but demons exist.
Well, Bird Box, like...
What was the thing in Bird Box?
I guess I'm just more of the realistic type
that if you see the demon, if you see the thing, that you just die.
Oh.
Like, you go insane.
I
mean,
I would just rather deal with stuff that's already in the universe than something out of the universe.
You do like American Horror Story, Taylor, so...
I don't want to live...
Exactly.
Your weirdness.
I love American Horror Story.
Ooh, the Freddy universe, because technically you have a chance to be resurrected because the Evil Dead lives there. Also Jason and Freddy. They're all in the same universe. So you have a chance to come back for vengeance.
I can live in the Evil Dead universe.
Well, the thing is that the Evil Dead universe is tied into the Lovecraft universe because it has the Necronomicon in it, which the Necronomicon is a creation of Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so once he wakes up, that's your ass. I'm going back to Beetlejuice. Yep, Beetlejuice is the best one.
Your ass is fucked when Cthulhu wakes up from underneath the water and rises up. And
I'm going back to the Beetlejuice universe. All I have to do is just not call Beetlejuice's name three times.
I like to think of the theory that if Cthulhu ever rises, it's going to come out of Florida. It's coming out of Florida. Yeah. It's coming out of Florida. Some swamp.
It's a triangle.
Yeah.
Well, breaking news. Florida man unleashes Cthulhu in his backyard.
Trying to flush out a gator from his toilet. He summons Cthulhu.
Hey, man.
Accidentally summons Cthulhu.
Yeah, well,
Cthulhu has great benefits if you worship him.
Yeah. Okay, all right. On the Cthulhu worshiping, and we're gonna end this episode.
No, I won.
Whatever, sure. Beetlejuice it is. But I'd like to thank all my listeners for watching. Sorry, listening. I don't know where we're. We're not watching yet.
Championship is back.
Not yet. Eventually, you can see us. But as of now, you are listening, and I'd like to thank you for listening. You can once again find us at reup-podcast.com and on SoundCloud. Just look up the Reup Podcast and look for our logo, our new logo, by the way. And you can also always find us on Twitter too, at the Reup Podcast. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you next week.